We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Dunaway, and with us is our good friend, longtime friend, as a matter of fact, Michelle from Superior Hearth, Spas, and Leisure. Try that.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is indeed. Well, you know what? The store is quite a bit. I mean, you think about all the stuff that you have in there. We're going to talk about something in a minute that you've just added. New things all the time online.
Correct. Three locations and lots of different types of products in all showrooms, from health benefits, leisure products, alternate heat sources. We carry it all.
Let's talk for a minute about, where to start. We're getting into fall. And then you're talking about fireplaces, and you're talking about a spa certainly would not be out of the ordinary, or a hot tub. But let's talk for a minute just about what you're doing with fireplaces, because I think a lot of people are saying, you know what, it actually is probably more efficient and does a better job for me to just, you know, do some sort of fireplace.
It does, and depending on what you want to burn, what type of fuel source, we're seeing a lot of gas fireplaces and gas stoves being utilized with the cost of propane and natural gas being reasonable. Mm-hmm. We are seeing an upgrade, unfortunately, with the weather that we're having now in the States, that we are getting into more of a wood and pellet demand, which is an alternate heat source, and all these products can be utilized in power outages.
All right, let's start with some of these. First of all, I think it's incumbent, that any of fireplace you may put in as an insert into your, into your fireplace, or you can have a freestanding stove, I suppose, if you want to go that way.
Either way.
But the fact of the matter is, it's best if you have, particularly if it's in the fireplace, have some sort of heat exchanger in there.
Right. Most of the systems come with blowers. So
yes,
as you're producing heat on a fuel source, you're able to blow that heat forward into your living space. So it's a supplemental heat source. It will maintain heat, but it's in conjunction with your main source.
But it's remarkable because actually how much heat you can throw out of one of those places.
Absolutely. You can heat up from 1,000 square feet up to 2,500 square feet.
Well, there you are. So let's go just traditional wood. You can do that, I suppose, if you want.
Absolutely. Traditional wood and an insert into a masonry fireplace, or you can do a freestanding wood stove in any part of your home, long as you're venting it properly and within code, and we do all of that.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I was just mentioning a few moments ago. In a lot of ways, you were talking about the changing weather situation and the storms and the power outages.
Correct.
Especially a freestanding stove. I mean, it can make your house incredibly comfortable.
Absolutely. We have quite a few customers who utilize freestanding wood stoves to heat their main house. They consider it their main heat source.
And it's not without reason.
No, not at all.
The pellet stove is one that, how recently have we got named pellet stoves? 20 years, 30 years?
Well, we're in the 20-year range. They've definitely changed over the years as far as technology, convenience, ease of maintenance. That's what we're all looking for.
How efficient are they?
They're extremely efficient. They can run from 78% and up, depending on the model and brand.
And for a winter, I guess you really can't guess how much you're going to need, depending on demand.
It's going to depend on demand. It depends on the size of your home, what temperature you like versus what the ambient temperature is outside. But typically, a traditional pellet stove user would probably use between 2 to 3 tons a season of wood pellets.
Just stack them up in the garage like dog food, and you've got it all set.
Exactly.
You're good to go. the other thing, there are a couple of things that are really interesting about pellet stoves. So far as I know, you can set the temperature. In other words, say I want it 72 and it'll keep it at that, feed at that rate?
Correct. Yeah, you set your temperature. There's different types of handheld remotes versus digital controls.
Cool.
And you set your temperature. They're automatic feed systems, and then they're automatic igniter systems. So
very
they
nice.
Maintain the heat for you. There is some maintenance involved as the homeowner, the end user. But it's really kind of set it and forget it.
But it's got to be easier than a traditional wood fireplace.
It is much easier.
Oh,
it's
God.
Cleaner. It smells a little different, too.
Yeah, it does. And it works just fine. Thank you very much. And like I say, I think it gives you more control.
Correct.
You know, one of the other things that I think, you know, with a lot of things we should talk about. By the way, we're talking to Michelle from Superior Hearth. God, what can I say this? Hearth, spas, and leisure. Thank you. Oh, you know what thing? Before we go any further, you get into this fall time.
Correct.
And a couple of years ago, we came into your place and bought one of these deck heaters, these patio heaters.
Patio heaters.
That thing, it was like $100+. It wasn't bad. It's still great. And it can really stretch the season outside.
Yeah, we sell quite a few of the patio heaters. They have come down from 150 to possibly maybe 300, depending on the product it's made from
stainless steel. Yeah, it was very reasonable.
And it's a typical 20-pound propane cylinder that goes underneath it. You'll get about an 8-10-foot radius.
Yeah.
Sitting outside, having your cup of coffee, glass of wine.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and then we have the fire pits also, the table gas fire pits, where you also can put your propane tank underneath the gas fire pit.
Okay.
Sit around it, nice chatting section, relaxing, and have fire right there with the family.
Michelle, can you hardwire that into, let's say, for example, natural gas?
Absolutely. They do. Some of them are convertible. Some of them are traditional propane, but you can hardwire even a propane line or a natural gas line to these units, so you're never filling a tank again.
My experience was the usual 20-pound one, depending on the temperature and how warm you want it to be. But, you know, I'm getting 8 hours out of it. But even so, you know, that's 7 or 8 hours I wouldn't have had.
Correct.
And it does put out a lot of heat.
It does put out a lot of heat.
The only problem I found was when the wind's blowing. Sometimes, you know, it goes...
That's a little tougher.
Yeah, you got to sit down wind. But yes. It works beautifully, and it's easy to haul around and, you know, take it in the winter, and you're all set.
Correct.
How about the old hot tub?
The old hot tub, we're actually having a jacuzzi truckload sale right now until September 12th, and the hot tubs are still being utilized as a family gathering. It's about outdoor living space,
right?
Hydrotherapy, your own personal massage. Depending on what you're looking for, different sizes, different budgets. We also carry Sundance spas and Bullfrog hot tubs.
I don't remember Bullfrog.
No, Bullfrog has been new to us for about a year now. Bullfrog is an innovator in hot tub manufacturing right here in the States in Utah. They specialize in what they call spa packs. So what you're able to do is you have 14 different options of jet packs. Mm-hmm. So you pick the spa style and shape that you like, and you are able to customize your spa packs. So you could ask for a deep tissue massage, which could be your oscillator.
Really, really.
You could ask for a very nice soft tissue, which we find the women like. It's called a rain shower. And you have 14 different models to pick from and put them into the different seats that you want to sit in. Based on your therapy now, you might be looking at lower back pain. Mm-hmm. You could find out in 5 years from now you might need neck massaging. So you can come in and you can order a new jet pack at any time and customize your hot tub.
Can I just say, may I sit here a moment and fantasize? Do you mind? I mean,
what's nice is we have our customers try before they buy. And some people
bring your swimming suit?
Absolutely, or a little shy. We word it as if you're making an investment. I use the car analogy pretty well.
Test drive.
If you're test driving, so why would you not test drive a hot tub and make sure you get the one that's best suited for your needs?
One other question. As far as, you know, what you use to sanitize it, is it bromine? Is it chlorine? What are you using now?
Chlorine is the most number one sanitizer that most people use. And the reason for that is it does burn off very fast. So we're utilizing the chlorine when we get out of the hot tub is when we're sanitizing our spas. We do have bromine users. It's based in a tablet form, but it tends to stay in the water longer. So it's more of a residue sanitizer.
Right, right.
So for convenience-wise, we do have a few users who use that. We also have water purification systems. Claray is one brand of a water clarification system. And then we also use ozonators, which is another way of purifying water. Ozone. It's exactly what it is. It's O3 mixed in a chamber with your water, and it decreases the amount of bacteria that can be induced when you're heating water to 104.
Some people like to see city water supplies use ozone.
Absolutely. City water supplies, medical buildings.
Does the job.
Does the job. Sanitizes.
And now there's a new toy.
There's a new toy.
It's Superior Hearth, Spas, and Leisure. That would, of course, be the basically the sauna.
The sauna, yes. We have brought in a number one manufacturer of saunas, which is called Finello. We have them in all of our 3 showrooms, up and running again, so you can try them.
Try it out, okay.
Yeah, try them. We do traditional saunas, which most of us are aware of, and then now we are looking also and have up and running infrared saunas, and it's a different way of heating the body and detoxing the body.
So it's like a heating lamp.
It's like a heating lamp. It's using a type of electrical rays, which is at its minimum percentage, less than even a cell phone would use. And what it does is, as far as heating your body, traditional sauna heats from the outside in. So as we go into a traditional sauna, can take your breath away. It's a little warm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water, there. You get the steam, it gets a little warmer.
Nice smell, though.
Oh, they smell wonderful. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a traditional runs in that nature. An infrared sauna runs with electrical waves warming from the inside out. So it's a very slow process, and it gives you a better relaxing feeling instead of an instant steam.
That's
and it
nice.
It takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on your body core temperature, to get to the point where you're starting to perspire and sweat, and that is your detoxing.
And that's what you want.
That's exactly what you want.
Okay. And then if you could just put in a pool, you're all set.
Well, then you want, absolutely. The cool part will be maybe the next part.
Oh, is that what you're going to do next? Are you working on that?
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Or is
there anything else you want to point out real quickly? Just some ideas.
I just like to point out that Superior's been in business for 50 years. We're a family-owned company. We specialize in our customer service, servicing and supporting our customer needs and the products that we sell.
Well, I just want to mention, if you would like to check out, you have a website. Why don't you do that? And Facebook,
we do.
Too.
We have superiorathome.com is our website. You can see all of our products. You can search through to check out the manufacturers' reviews. You also can take a look at our showrooms through the website. We also are working more and more on our Facebook. So please take a look at our Facebook, the Superior Network of Companies, and all of our individual branches are really spending some time getting information out there to everyone.
Wouldn't it be nice right now to get into a little hot tub and a little massage going there?
It would. It's nice and cool. This is the weather for hot tubs.
And we're getting increasingly so.
Yes.
By the way, can you use a hot tub year-round?
Absolutely. We see most customers turn off hot tubs in July and August. And that's based on it's so warm out, they're not looking for that therapy. This is the biggest time for hot tubs. For those of us who have them, who maybe didn't use them in the winter, and now we're filling them and we're sitting in them every evening.
Just to back up a little bit on that, too. As far as the efficiency of same, I mean, does it you've got to get the water warm to, what, 102, 101, whatever?
Right, 102. A hot tub, you traditionally, you leave it on all the time. It's always
running. But you have a cover.
But you have an insulated, safety-rated cover. They're insulated hot tubs. You also have the opportunity of doing extra insulation, which we call an eco-wrap, that we can apply to the hot tubs to help conserve some electrical costs.
Yeah.
Electrical costs really can vary depending on the usage and the size of the spa. Winter months, obviously, we unfortunately pay more for that electrical based on the outside temperature versus the summer is less.
What's the biggest size hot tub you have? Seats how many?
Biggest size hot tub right now probably would seat 8 to 10 people depending on the size of the person.
God. And the small, can you get a smaller one? I mean,
we have hot tubs that will do 2 people.
That sounds cozy.
Yeah. Makes it easy.
Well, here's what you can do. You can go to one of the locations of Superior. I would suggest you do it. You can find them at Avon on West Main Street. Been there forever.
Correct.
Mildale, right?
Correct. Mildale, part of Southington.
And, of course, Independence Drive, which is in Marlboro.
Yeah.
So no matter where you are, go in and try one on. Bring your swimsuit. I mean, seriously, this sounds really, the sauna sounds really good.
Yes, it is. They're very nice. We've gotten a lot of interest. It's a lot of knowledge in teaching people about the features and benefits.
Final question. How much room do you need for a sauna? Can you build it into an existing space?
Yeah, saunas come in what we considered kits. So it's considered almost a portable sauna. Electrical, it's a 20-amp outlet. You plug and play. And you put the kits together. We do the kits. We do the delivery. Maybe a 20-minute process to 40 minutes, depending on where we're placing it in your home. So they can
That's
be
it?
4x4, and then, of course, you can do custom saunas if you want to go something very large for your family, for your health club. There's all kinds of benefits for a custom sauna also.
All right, kids. It's Superior Hearth Spas and Leisure. It took me 3 times to get it right, but now I do. And your website is?
SuperiorAtHome.com.
Well, it's nice to see you, Michelle.
It's good to see you, too.
Have a good, I'll see you in the hot tub or something.
All right. Sounds
sauna
great.
Sauna sounds good. There are a lot of things you're doing that sound good. And don't forget those deck heaters, those space heaters, outside heaters. Those things are great. So, and
absolutely,
very efficient, just wonderful to play with. And it really does help you enjoy fall all that much more. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.